Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Tragic events yesterday, obviously, in Barcelona. I'm not breaking any news here. Just another marauding Muslim, Orthodox Muslim madman with ISIS taking credit for now the murder of 13 people. Now, just imagine this. And imagine the... This is why, when the guy sent the hate mail the other day about, well, the conquistadors in Mexico did the same thing the Muslims do, and you Catholics, you Christians. This is why I reacted and spent about an hour and a half of my time, stopped what I was doing, going like, this aggression will not stand, man. You're not going to get away with that, pal. And actually refuted him with facts. As a matter of fact, I emailed a guy again yesterday. What? Hey, llama. Hey, antagonist. Hey, atheist creep. Cat got your tongue? Does Beelzebub have your tongue? When presented with the facts, there is no answer. No answer at all. But this is what the Mohammedan does. Now, what here? Let's just start the show off here on a Free Phone Friday and ask the question, a very simple question. What's the purpose of mass murder via vehicle? You know, after it happened, Christopher came in yesterday and we were talking about it. And what'd you say, Christopher? Something to the effect of it's a weapon. Anyone can get their hands on it. If you've got a driver's license, you can get one. An automobile. Who needs guns? All you need is an automobile with an engine. Doesn't even matter how big it is. Of course, a van is preferable because a van's like a box, and you're driving a box through a sea of humanity, and you're just mowing people down, killing them, running them over, dragging them underneath the carriage of the van. The descriptions of how these people were killed are so ghastly and so grisly that decorum prohibits me or anyone else from describing what it was like or describing what people saw. But ask the question, what's the purpose? This is where all the rest of the talk radio mafia, we as philosophers, and we are here on the Crusade Channel, as philosophers, meaning thinkers, always ask the important question. And in most instances, the most important question is ultimate purpose. What's the ultimate purpose? By the by, if you'd like to join our chat room, it's already alive and happening. Go to MikeChurch.com, click the Mike Church Show live chat. You'll be in and choose yourself a username. Good morning to all of you in the chat room. How you doing? Josh Will, what's the ultimate purpose here? When the guy rams the car, rams the van through the crowd to murder, to maim, to terrorize, what's the purpose? That's right. Well... I think that's the purpose of Miss Rita is not to kill the infidel. Now, he does intend to kill the infidel, but why does he want to kill the infidel? He wants to kill the infidel for what purpose? What's the ultimate purpose? The ultimate purpose is conversion. going to threaten. That's not obeying the Quran. The ultimate purpose, you're confusing cause with purpose. The ultimate purpose is conversion. And it is conversion by the sword, or conversion by, in this instance, minivan. Be afraid. If I go Muslim Orthodox, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill your family, and I'm going to kill the family next door, and I'm going to kill that guy walking down the street minding his own business. I'm going to kill anyone that gets in my way. Why? So that you are in fear. You fear the Mohammedan. And you fear the wrath. So that when the numbers rise in population, as they are, and we're going to have Christianity, we're going to have secularism, we're going to have Sharia law. Sharia law is going to win. These people have a purpose. It's a warped, diabolical, evil, and despicable purpose, but their purpose is conversion. You know, if we had people marauding about the American or rest of the European countryside seeking conversion to the faith, to the faith of the ages of faith, to the faith of the cross, to the faith of Christ. Of course, you don't accomplish that by the sword. There'd be a counter. There'd be a pushback to this. What's going to be the pushback? Well, in Spain, you may still have enough of a remnant of Christian grace to go around to oppose this properly. You know, the Spanish people went through this for, 814 years, I believe is the tally. 814 years. Before they were finally able to be rid of the Mohammedans. 814 years. So they know. And perhaps that's why the assignment was given to this, Orthodox Muslim. And by the way, this Orthodox Muslim has actually survived and is still on the lam. They haven't found him yet. His name is, God, I haven't today's pile of prep. I know it's in the story here somewhere. Musa Ukabir. Musa Ukabir, 18, who lives in Barcelona. Now, a couple of things here. One, Mitter Church, please. The Muslim guy down the street's not going to go Orthodox on us. Right? He's like Otis Day in the Nights in Animal House. Hey, Muslim. Hey, look. It's Muhammad. Muhammad, he loves us. Now he don't. So yesterday, 2 days ago, rather, what was Musa Ukabir doing? What was he doing? He wasn't a jihadi yet. He hadn't gone Orthodox Muslim. So what was he doing? Well, he's probably going to work or doing whatever it is that Muslim youths in Barcelona do. Maybe that is hanging out somewhere and playing video games. Maybe that is going to the mosque and hanging out. I don't know. But I do know this. When you say, oh, Mitter Church, please, they're not all going to go more Orthodox. They're not all going to turn into jihadis. Well, when the numbers rise, as history shows, and as the jihad gets full on, as history shows it will, and the history will repeat itself, they will be faced with the same choice that the infidel will be faced with. You either join the jihad or you can join them. That's the way it works. And that's the way it's going to work. But let's get back to the question here. No one else will talk about this. No, Bluto, we're afraid. The day, so this act of horror happens on Thursday. Happens at 5 p.m. London time. How far is London from Greenwich? 1 hour GMT? It's right there, right? It's not far. Minus, they may be plus one GMT. So at, what would that have been? Probably 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean, no, it'd be after 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, I think. 2 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Are there plus two? Minus two. Oh, plus two. So 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So it's 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean.
It's 1:23 their time.
It was what?
It's currently 1:23 their time.
Okay. So at 7 p.m., approximately 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, that's the meridian there. That's the line. The guy goes Orthodox. So where was he at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time? Where was he at 5 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time? Here's what I'm getting at. Was he a jihadi? Was he an Orthodox? Or was he the subject of your friend telling you how star-spangled, awesome, cool Muslims are? He was just like any other 18-year-old Muslim. That without firing a shot, has successfully invaded, taken up residence, and is within striking, nay, killing distance of the infidel. I'm telling you, the world is not viewing this correctly. You know, as a matter of, I think I got the book in the car. Ignatius Press has me on their publicity list now for new book releases, and somebody just came out with a new edition of Hilaire Belloc's Great Heresies, and the greatest heresy of all is Islam. That's what Belloc calls it. It's what Saint Ignatius of Loyola called it. The greatest heresy of all is Islam. Although, if Belloc were alive today, Belloc might say that modernity is the greatest heresy of all, because modernity is robbing Catholicism and Christianity, modernity is robbing Christianity of the ability to treat, to recognize Islam as a heresy, the greatest one ever. So modernity may have trumped that. But modernity is as lethal and as violent. 56 million dead through abortions and what have you. Here's the point. Here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Here's the point. Before we got into the van and drove down the, what is this street called? The Rambalas. I took it to mean, my Spanish is a little weak, the Rambling Road. Las Ramblas, the Rambling Road, because it goes kind of like this. It's tree lined. You didn't see a lot of vehicles on it because it's almost like it's a what would you call it? A boardwalk of sorts, where most of the traffic is foot traffic. You can drive vehicles on it, but most of the traffic is foot traffic. So before he went Orthodox, what was he? He's the guy that lives next door to you. And by the full disclosure, I have one that lives two doors down from me. As a matter of fact, my neighbor calls him the sleeper cell. And we have vans that show up on weekdays in the morning, and three or four women get out in full cloaked hijab right here in St. Tammany Parish, Marica. St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana. It's happening all over. They're dwelling among us. You know that today that the cops basically have Times Square surrounded in New York City.
New York City?
Yep, New York City. Times Square is surrounded by heavily armed dudes ready to pop a mortar shell, I guess, and someone that looks to be driving a vehicle that is bent on mayhem and destruction. In New York, the enemies have arrived, folks.